You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We just came back there from a set of all new music, ending off with new music from Los Campesinos.
That's right. So they had a new album out a few weeks back, which got some very rave reviews. And, you know, my cynical mind goes, you know what? What do these critics know? Maybe it's a bit overrated. Let me tell you, folks, I was a bit wrong. This is a fantastic record from this band that hasn't released stuff in a few years. I'm really glad they came back with this new album titled All Hell. We heard the song KMS from it. And actually, the band, even though they're credited as hailing from Cardiff, our friend Kiernan, who's a regular on the show as a guest, informed us they're not actually Welsh. They actually came from the UK, from Britain, to just reside in Cardiff. So, you know, take that for what you will. You know what? I don't hold that against them. Still a good group.
Yes, I was just going to say, that doesn't affect the quality of their music.
Well, maybe a little. I won't know. If they were actually from Cardiff, maybe.
But, we should ask Kieran.
We'll ask him. Okay. We'll ask him another episode. But before that, another great group, one that you know has a place in my heart, if only because of that great music video, but also because they're a good band, too. Illuminati Hotties.
Yeah, we heard. Is this a new album?
A brand new album released this week, simply titled Power. Yeah. If you liked what you heard on their last record, it's very much of a similar vein, but I do think there's a little bit more concentration on the songwriting. There's a little greater sense of maturity, but also, you know, there's that feisty humor that Illuminati Hotties are known for, as we heard in this track, The L. Again, The Power, or I should just say Power, is their new album, and it's out in stores now.
And then we started off, well, no, we didn't start off. Before that, we had another track, new. All this whole set was new music. We heard music from X's new album, Smoke and Fiction. We heard the track, The Way It Is. And this is rumored to be their last album.
As rumored by the band themselves.
Yes, they said it would be.
So but, I would say that's not a rumor. I say that's a promise.
Okay.
We'll see if it's like a real promise or if it's like a
kiss promise.
A kiss promise, yeah. I was going to say a Ric Flair promise, but you know, like, same thing. Yeah.
When we're saying kiss promise, we mean the band Kiss.
Not like they promise to kiss us, although, you know what?
Let's not go there.
It's okay, guys. but with that said, you know, it is a great new record, and if this is truly going to be X's final recording, it's a heck of a high watermark to go out on. As, speaking of high watermarks, what I think might be Jack White's best solo record was just recently released in an official capacity after being distributed anonymously to purchasers of the Third Man Record stores. This was just a blank record, no label, no indication of track listings, just slipped into people's bags as they purchased records from these stores. Later came out, it was a brand new Jack White record, still titled No Name, but now it has an official retail release. It has album artwork and a track list. We heard the track Archbishop Harold Holmes from that, a song that is very hard to pronounce when you're speaking fast, it turns out.
You should not speak so fast.
So coming up next, no, that's a stupid thing. Dave, we're going to continue with this little set you have about Steve Turner. And we went from some music that he was participating in as a band member. So with Mudhoney, with his early act, The Throne Ups, with his solo records. But this is going to be different because this set is going to be actually bands and recordings released from his label that he had, which just recently, according to Turner, went defunct in about 2016, I believe you said.
Yes. Now, I'm just double-checking. Okay. So the name of the label roughly started in... It says it was founded in 92, but their first release technically was 1991. The name of the label is Super Electro Sound Recordings. And they put out a bunch of singles, all vinyl. And as he says in the book, because When Tomorrow Hit Today came out in 98, people weren't really doing vinyl. He was able to put out Mudhoney's Tomorrow Hit Today on his label, on vinyl only. We should also mention they did have assistance with distribution through Sub Pop during most of their existence as a label, especially during the early days. But what we're going to do is we're going to play a selection of releases from this label, starting off with a really hard-to-find record. This is the first release on this label, and it features Steve Turner, members of the Throne Ups, actually.
Oh, nice.
Not Mark Arm, but Ed Fotheringham is there, and then Steve Turner as well, and a few other people. But the band called themselves The Sad and Lonelies, perhaps in a comical guise. But The Sad and Lonelies, that was the name of the record. We're actually going to hear two tracks, because they're so very short on this release. from this release. And then we're also going to hear stuff from The Fallouts, which is a band that Steve Turner put some stuff out that became kind of legendary in their own right. But on this record, the self-titled one, he played bass. Also music from Wellwater Conspiracy, The Headcoats, Holly Golightly, and more. So stay tuned. We're going to get to that right now, starting off with a track from the Sad and Lonelys called Idiot here on Revolution Rock.
Yeah.
You have been listening to Revolution Rock. You may have been on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we are stationed out of Windsor and Detroit, or it could be on any of the stations that syndicate the program. A huge thank you and sincere gratitude to all those stations. David, just before we get into that last set that we heard, I do want to mention, if people are tuned in to 99.1 FM, to stay tuned for Mark Casaubon's long-standing program, The Cowboys and Indies Show, which is going to be up next at 9. But we came back from a set of music all featured from Steve Turner's short-lived label. Well, I shouldn't say short-lived, because it actually was around for a few decades, to be honest. Almost like 25 years, from what I understand.
Yeah, but I think he only put out stuff until the late 90s. It was called Super Electro Sound Recordings, and we heard a selection of stuff from the discography, some of it quite hard to find. We heard from the album The Headcoats Conundrum by The Headcoats. We heard Bitten Off More Than You Can Chew, also released on this label. Prior to that, we heard music from The Wellwater Conspiracy, their first single prior to that.
Yeah, that's going back to 1993. That single was titled Sleeveless, which, you know, maybe it's like a, you know, a cut-off tee or something.
Yeah, maybe they didn't like those sleeveless shirts. Well, or maybe they did.
It gets in your way when you're trying to, you know, hoist up that well water.
Or maybe...
That's the conspiracy. Mystery solved, folks.
Okay, the show's over. Before that, we heard music from The Fallouts, a really cool garage band based out of Seattle, I believe. And we heard The Fallouts track Ambition. Steve Turner plays bass on that one. It was released in 1992 on this label. And then we heard a pair of tracks from a band he formed featuring members of The Thrown Ups, an early kind of punk slash improv band that he had just before Mudhoney became a band. What did we hear, Adam?
We heard two songs from them. The Sad and Lonelies was the name of the group, and it's self-titled releases that we heard these from. No Troubles and Idiot. That self-titled release was from 1991.
Yes, and that about does it for this episode of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. We do have another song to play, and if time, we'll squeeze in another track from this record label to end out the show. We're going to hear a song from a single put out by an early single from Holly Golightly. And a lot of these singles that she put out, she put out two on this label and then a bunch of other labels, were collected on a compilation album that was put out through Damaged Goods Records later on. You know, she does have the connection to The Headcoat Tees. Mm-hmm. She was a member of that band that Billy Childish helped get together and wrote songs for. The Holly Golightly track, Till I Get, from the single of the same name, as mentioned, put out on Steve Turner's label, Super Electro Sound Recordings. Anyways, let's get to it. I have been your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam, and we'll be back next week, same time, same frequency here with Revolution Rock. Thank you.
thing.